Has your data been hacked? Do you feel uneasy about the vulnerability of your personal information online? Were you involved in the Target, LinkedIn, or Microsoft data leaks? Don't know? If not, then pay attention. Join Forrest Garvin from PrepperNet for a free webinar on privacy and security. Gain insights into safe internet browsing, VPNs, crafting online aliases, secure emails, detecting if your data has been hacked, and managing passwords. Secure your spot today for this webinar on privacy and security. It's free. This webinar delves into comprehensive strategies for bolstering your online privacy. We've got you covered, from fortifying your passwords to shielding your financial information and mastering state-of-the-art encryption techniques. We're offering two convenient dates to suit your schedule. Reserve your spot now at preppernet.com/privacy. Don't let cyber threats erode your peace of mind any longer. Take the first step toward a safer, more secure online experience by joining us for our free webinar. Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to safeguarding your privacy. Sign up now at preppernet.com/privacy. We'll see you there.
With the Prepping Academy podcast.
Well, that is start all over. Okay.
Survive. Yeah. Thrive. Alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Prepping Academy show number 2. And we're getting this down. You guys will see our mistakes and errors, and we love that. I mean, that's who we are. I'm nothing but errors and mistakes. So I am Forrest, and we have Uncle Buck. Oh, I have Garvin. So I'm Garvin, and we have Uncle Buck live again. Yeah. Hey,
good afternoon, good evening, good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being on here.
Yeah. So thanks for choosing our podcast to listen to. This is our second in our relaunch and the second of many. And you know, we got tons of goals that we're going to be. We're going to be talking about goals tonight, but we do want everybody to subscribe to this channel. So next week you'll get the, you know, the message that we produced another one and put out the best content ever. I would say this is the best prepping show being recorded right now.
So where did quick question, the opening, the gentleman that's speaking, you know, survive, thrive. Like where did you, because he's got like the radio voice, right?
I mean, he does.
Is he a DJ? Is he a rare guy? Like that's kind of his thing.
Well, his name, I have no idea who it is. I went to Fiverr and hired that guy for like $25 to read that. And then I mixed it with music and it makes us sound really professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
So I don't know. I will say this. This is a new announcement. We've never talked about this before. This is a brand new announcement, but we have to tell people, especially the women in our listening audience. We will be providing an all ladies podcast. And they're actually in the green room right now listening to us. And so Uncle Buck and I will produce one every single week. And every few weeks, maybe 2, 3, or 4 weeks, we have PrepperNet Patty and Preppy Squirrel that will be doing a podcast just for the ladies. And there's nothing like that out there right now. And I can tell you one thing, Greg, Uncle Buck, these girls can talk.
They can. And they'll have a lot of good stuff. I mean, and they've been playing in the preparedness space. I mean, playing's not the best word, but like preparing in the preparedness space. So they're just going to drop a lot of knowledge, drop a lot of, just get info.
Yeah. And they're very prepared. I mean, they're not newbies like you.
Mm-hmm. True.
they've been doing this for a while, and so they will be on the same podcast. Just it'll show up 1 week. You go, oh, here's the ladies' podcast. Now, men, you're not allowed to listen to it.
Okay, but your wives are.
Yeah, no, you can, and maybe we'll be fortunate enough they'll ask us to be on. That would be pretty cool, right?
You're just dropping the crumbs right now.
But I'm looking forward to it. I've actually I conned them into doing this. So the one Beth, which helps me a lot with PrepperNet, I'm like, you would be really good at this. And I'm building her ego and telling her all these things that how good she would be. And she goes, okay, I may do it. And then there's Preppy Squirrel. And I think she's loving the idea. So the two of them together, it'd be pretty interesting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Fountains of knowledge for sure.
I would pay for that ticket. So, Uncle Buck, what are we going to be talking about this podcast?
Happy New Year, everyone, right? It's New Year, and a lot of folks are out there. Gyms are already filling up right now. Everybody's working out, getting their sweat on. But we'll talk a little bit about goal setting, why it's important, how to do it, how to measure it. And then we'll share a little bit about what some of our goals are, not just with the Prepping Academy, but also some of our personal goals that we're trying to achieve as well. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully it helps you kind of zero in on getting very clear and precise with what you want to achieve. And then how ultimately are you going to be tracking it, and how are you holding yourself accountable or working with somebody else to hold yourself accountable? But yeah, we'll get into all those details here for the show.
So did you write your goals down last year? I mean, no, let me back up. Did you write your goals down in 2021 for 2022?
I did, right. I had some targets that I wanted to hit. I wasn't as clear, right? I mean, because I think 2022 for me was like a big push. I was killing it. 2018, 2019, 2020, even 2021, with COVID, with lockdowns. I mean, I was on fire. Like I was just going and nothing was stopping. Pandemic be damned. It doesn't matter. Like, but then, you know, with all the stuff that happened with Navy, I didn't say I would regress. But I think I just wasn't as fiery as I have been. So I think this past 12 months has been really kind of a slide to the right. Preparedness stuff really ramped up, you know, spirituality really ramped up. But I think as my gym and my physical fitness stuff kind of it's just kind of like slid to the right. I think there's some aspects here that I'm dialing the knob now and getting more clear, more concise. And then bringing that fire and bringing that energy into it, rolling into this year. And it's just going to keep going, for the next 12 months.
Yeah. Last year was tough. I wrote some goals down as well. Last 2 years have been kind of tough, I think, for me and my goals, just because, man, we've purchased several companies and I had to make sure, I turning around a company is hard business. It's a lot of work, and working with Sun Oven and getting that situated and kind of running on its own the last couple of years. I mean, it just took a lot out of me. I mean, it just took a lot of my time. I mean, imagine when COVID started, I was traveling to Chicago area every other week, either driving or flying or, well, I didn't walk, but but I mean, that's a 12-hour, that's a 13-hour day, and I was doing that for a year. And then when kind of we moved it down to North Carolina, the communist nation of Illinois, sorry, but we moved it to North Carolina, bought a building, big building, and getting it all set up. It took a lot of my time away from the podcast and even PrepperNet. And so this is a brand new year. There's no holding me back. There's nothing that I need to spend a lot of my time on except PrepperNet and Prepping Academy and the preparedness that I'm hoping that the goals I hit last year will allow me to, you know, focus 90%, 100% on the Prepping Academy and PrepperNet. So that's kind of the goal. So I guess I did hit a lot of my goals last year and ready for a new year with a new host, co-host.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to it. So how do you, what's your approach then? Like when you go in to set up a goal, right? I mean, do you categorize it? Do you like, is it solely business? I mean, what kind of, what's your approach? What's your method going in? Say, I want to hit these wickets by December 31st.
Mm-hmm. So I break mine down into three areas. One is, of course, personal. Like personal meaning family goals that I set for myself. Like I read or listen to a lot of books and I put a number out there and, you know, and then there's personal with the family. Then I do spiritual, you know, there's so many areas in my spiritual life and my Christian walk that I need to improve on or get better or, you know, have the quiet time or a small group, and then professionally as well. And this year's professional, I'm looking at my kind of the goals that I put down, and they're all PrepperNet and Prepper related. That is with the mindset or the hope that all the other businesses are running and I have to spend very little time with them. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the people that are in charge of the different organizations, they'll set goals and I'll come in and make sure they hit their goals. You know what I mean? So I'm not setting goals for Sunoven this year. The people that I've hired or that we have in place now, they're the ones setting the goals. And so I'm just going to kind of monitor and encourage them. So I do my goals from a do list kind of, I write them down and in a spreadsheet. And a lot of them, I don't put time frames on there. I like a broader time frame because I know that things are going to happen and life gets in the way of everything that I want to do. And what I don't want to do is set myself up for failure saying, you know, like one of the goals I'm looking at is this past year, for an example, I read, I cannot even see it here. I read like 45 books this year.
That's good.
And so next year I want to do 75. So I don't want to put like by June, I want to read, you know, 32 or anything like that. That's kind of the goal for the year. And I did I can't even see it on here, but I think it's 44. And I am counting the one I'm going to finish tonight.
Which one are you finishing tonight?
It's the Mike Pence.
I wanted to read
about that. And he just released it right before Christmas. And I'm like, you know, the press gave me a bad, you know, and the MAGA, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm like, I want to read what he says that he did. And so I'll finish that tonight. It's like it's a pretty thick book, but I did count that for last year because I started it, you know, around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So, and then my next one is going to be on Netanyahu. I've already got it and want to read that. Oh, 46. Sorry. I read 46 and I have it right here. The last one. And I want to read 75 next year. Or this year. So okay. I write what I want to do, but I don't put a time limit on it. Do you put it into like, you probably put it in some Sigma black belt thing with alerts and everything.
Yep. So your categorizations, I'm very similar, right? So it's, and I've heard it two different ways, right? I've heard it as faith, fitness, family, finances, right? I mean, I've heard it in those areas. How I structure it, it's essentially a quadrant of four. You know, I guess that is a quadrant, right? but it's body, being, balance, business. So body meaning your physical goals, right? Things that I want to do physically. It could be, you know, doing a marathon. It could be cutting weight. It could be reducing sugar. It could, you know, whole variety. For me personally, right, I'm about 205 right now, so I think I'm a little bit heavier than what I'd like to be. I'm trying to like scale that down and like lose some unnecessary body fat because I just got sloppy and lazy, man. I mean, that's all there is to it. I got no excuse.
I'm still at 180 myself.
180, been there, never moved. You've been there since high school, right?
Oh gosh.
But just trying to move that down, I got them written up here, and then just try to have all my health markers in range too. Mm-hmm. Right. So just, you know, and you got to do that via blood test. So mm-hmm. is your CRP done? I do, a DEXA scan or it's a BOD pod, which it kind of like gives you your BMI and kind of gives you mm-hmm. real scientific measurements. And then on the being side, it's spirituality. And I got mine written up we got a giant whiteboard in our house, but it's just weekly church, kind of that walk with the Lord, doing a meditation retreat, try to just quiet my mind and just listen to that internal voice that's guiding me to what I need to be doing next. And then balance is just time with the family, right? Time mm-hmm. with the wife and the kids.
Yep.
We get so busy, particularly in our life, because we got small kids. It's everything's transactional based, right? We got to get the kids up. We got to get them out the door. We got to go, 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 go. And then it's home. It's the same kind of routine. So getting us to unplug and go somewhere where it's just us. We're not having to like do transaction mode all the time. So being able to do that with the family and then on the business side, it's just certain things that I want to do. Like it's more, I would call it like your maybe professional goals, right? It's similar kind of setup, right? There's books that I want to be reading. I didn't set a target. Like I just go through it. On the books and we'll do like a recap. Like I take notes on like, here's what I learned out of it. Like I got some kind of nugget of wisdom out of this book. Mm-hmm. But then there's, of course there's, yeah, financial goals. There's, you know, stuff that I want to save, stuff that I want to be able to do, stuff that I want to be able to invest longer term from the kids, providing, you know, the world's still here, all that fun stuff. So just those aspects. I mean, that's kind of how I go about it. So body, being, balance, and business, and then just continue to break those down on a monthly basis. So how do I break those down on a month by month basis and just keep going after those? Because I can't look 12 months from now. I can only, what do I got to do the next 30 days?
So do you write these down? Do you discuss them with your wife and family? Do you have an accountability partner or a coach in your life that will help you?
So it's called a warrior. It's warrior group. So I work with a bunch of guys. It's usually, married men that, you know, work in business. They're entrepreneurs that it's, you know how it is, man. It's like, mm-hmm. it's chaos like all the time. So you gotta be able to still drown out all the noise, stay focused and execute. So work with them. And then of course, working with the wife as well. Like her and I did we got a babysitter. This is probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. We just started laying out 2023. Like, what do we have going on with events and mm-hmm. camps and like all this stuff? Like, let's just lay it all out to see then where do we have windows that we can plan other stuff. So it's an elaborate process, man. I mean, it took us like 4 or 5 hours. I mean, we were just going and we had a couple glasses of wine and just talk through it. And like, let's figure out what we want to get done next year.
Hey, let's take a quick break.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
So would you agree that if you don't have the goals written down, there's no point. I mean,
100%. There, I mean, there's scientific, you look at any kind of scientific evidence on it,
like right?
The probability of you hitting that goal drastically improved by writing it down on a piece of paper and putting it somewhere versus right. just, I have it in my head and then you forget about it, mm-hmm. you know, right after breakfast.
Yeah. So first thing, I mean, if you are really wanting to improve or challenge yourself or just put a roadmap out for your future, you've got to write it down and then you've got to review it like all the time. Mm-hmm. And I would say the biggest factor in me achieving these goals are one, my wife and my accountability group that I share this with with your men that we meet, we pray, read the Bible and mm-hmm. help each other out. And, you know, we sit there and they'll go, hey, you know, have you done this? And I'm like, well, I'm working on it. Or, you know, they'll just kind of stay on me.
Yep.
And just friends, if you just share it with your friends, they'll go, hey, you're eating that greasy hamburger. I thought you were trying to lose, you know,
yep.
2 pounds or 30 pounds or whatever it may be, then you just got to share your goals for people so they can, you know, help you out and hold you accountable.
It helps. It helps when you start broadcasting it out, what your targets are, because then you're mm-hmm. kind of like, you almost got that internal pressure. Like, oh my God, I got to hit this. Like this is, I put money in on this and said I was going to go do this. So I better get it done. Mm-hmm. I did so throughout 2021, like so right after the debacle with Afghanistan, the withdrawal there, that was August 26th. I had a buddy that was like, hey, do you want to do 100 Murphs in 100 days? I'm like, man, I don't know if anybody's done that, but I kind of want to do it. It's crazy. So what a Murph is, it's named after Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy, who's SEAL team guy, and he was killed in action in Afghanistan. They actually did the movie Lone Survivor. So mm-hmm. Lone Survivor, he was the yep. lieutenant. He was the lieutenant there. So the workout, though, it is 100. It's a 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, followed by another 1 mile run, all wearing a 20-pound weighted vest. So I accepted the challenge. I was like, September 1st, we're going to start it. I'm the only one that finished. I mean, and I beat the crap out of myself. I was sore. I mean, knee, I way overdid it. Elbow issues. I got through it. But
what is wrong with you?
I wanted to know if I could do it. I was like,
I have no desire to know if I can do that or not, which I know I can't.
I just wanted to know, like, can I physically just put my body through that and
get it done?
100 pull-ups. With a 20-pound weighted vest on. So it takes you a long time. Like, I mean, when I started off, it would take me, like, I think my first one was like an hour and 6 minutes, which on timing, that's like super, super slow. But as I got to about 50, I mean, I was in the 30s, like high 30s, low 40s. I mean, I was just, I became like on autopilot, but everybody, like the wife, the kids, they were all like, Dad, you got your Murph's today, Dad, your Murph's, mm-hmm. you got to get your Murph today, Dad. And there are days where like you just don't want to do it, right? So when you set goals, right, you set goals and you set targets and you just don't feel like doing it, what do you do? Like what is your eat. Internal mojo? You just eat. You eat excessively.
You know, gosh, I just wait till the next day and have a better attitude about it. I mean, that's kind of what I do. I talk about it or, a fellow would bring it up or something, but I don't put any, one thing I don't do is make these unrealistic goals. Like I would never do that. I have no desire. I mean, I want to be in shape. So I would say run to the refrigerator and back, you know, that's day one. Day two, you know, do it three times or something. But, you know, I would do more of like, hey, run, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 Ks this year or something like that. But I am, what branch? You were in the Navy?
Navy.
Mm-hmm. See, Air Force, we had remote controls and we had runners that would go and get stuff. You know, we didn't have to do a lot of stuff ourselves.
Navy's not far behind. Navy's not
okay,
far behind.
Okay. But I would, that's a big goal. I would never, I remember once, 1 year I did put down to run a marathon. And one time I ran 11 miles and I said, never again while I run 11 miles.
Yeah. The only reason I did it too was, I mean, it was right after the Afghanistan withdrawal. A lot of people were like, you know, ticked off about it. For me, like I was like, just, I don't know. Like I just took it the wrong way. So we set out to raise money for, it was a group called All Secure Foundation, which helps veterans with PTSD. Mm-hmm. So great. I was like, let me go do 100 days. I'm going to raise $100,000. Didn't even come close to raising $100,000. I think we raised about like 9,500, but okay. it was still better than nothing. And I just posted it on my social media channels every day. I was like, here's what I did. Here's my time here. This is it. Like, boom, boom, boom. Please donate to this nonprofit. And that's, I think, what kept me, like it was just broadcasting out, and that just kept me accountable. Like I gotta show up. I have to show up. There's no excuse. Like it became kind of like military, right? People are counting on you to deliver. So you better deliver.
Right. Yep. Well, that's pretty awesome. I stick with the body, mind, and soul, I guess, a little bit. So mm-hmm. with our podcast, I think we touched on it a little bit in our first podcast, but some of the goals that we would like to bring, our biggest desire is to help others be prepared so that when the crap hits the fan, a blizzard happens, a flood happens, people have the knowledge and the tools to get through it and live. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of my biggest desires is just to, you know, I've studied this stuff. I've read books. I've gone to training. I've done all. And I'm like, even like situational awareness. I was watching these videos the other night about people that just weren't aware of their surroundings. And I'm like, gosh, man, if they just knew a little bit of basic, you know, self-defense or situational awareness, it would have saved their life. And so I just feel called, back to the reason I do this, is in 2014, I felt the Lord tell me to prepare people for what's to come. And again, in the Bible, my beliefs, things are going to get worse and worse and worse. And, you know, I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but that's what's going to happen. And knowing that, we have to get ready and prepared for it. So that is my biggest desire, is to take what God's called me to do and actually do it. That's where, you know, PrepperNet came around. That's why I've written some books. That's everything I'm doing is because of what I've been called to do. I can tell you this. You don't get rich by doing this mm-hmm. at all. If you make enough to cover the bills so far, you're doing well. And so, but my motivation is just carrying out what I know he told me to prepare people for what's getting ready to come. And so from that, with that, knowing that about me, irresponsible would it be for me not to put goals and prepare for the future of PrepperNet and the Prepping Academy? It would be really irresponsible to carry forth this mission without writing the goals down mm-hmm. and having people holding me accountable for it.
Yep. And it's, and that's, and that in your case too, right? It's kind of like, if the calling is to go this direction and you decide not to do that, you're kind of just saying, you're slapping God in the face kind of thing, yes. walking away, mm-hmm. walking the other exactly. direction. So it's, yeah, I completely get it. But yeah, there's, you know, as far as goals and targets and stuff like that with Prepping Academy, I mean, there's a lot of folks that I would love to interview. I mean, there's some other podcasts, you know, that I've listened to before on the prepping mm-hmm. space, and they're great, right? I mean, Prepping 2.0, I mean, I thought that was the good podcast. I enjoyed listening to those guys. which I think they're, you know them, right? Like you're connected with them as well.
Yeah.
Right?
I've been on their podcast several times. Yeah, they're good friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
They just, I mean, my gut feeling on them is they just seem like down to earth, like folks that you just go get a beer with and just shoot the breeze. But yeah, I mean, just to spread that message is, and just have certain members come in from other walks of life to share preparedness stuff. So I'm literally, Forrest and I were chatting earlier about, a gentleman that he's big on decoupling the United States from China. We talked a little bit about the supply chain woes and kind of our over-reliance on these other entities, these other countries. And if that turns south, I mean, we could be in some bad shape really fast. I mean, really, really quickly. And that got exposed all during COVID. So I chatted with him. I've been following him for a while now, and he had reached out this morning and said, "Hey, I appreciate you liking and commenting on my stuff because it's kind of national security related." And I just threw it out there. I was like, "Hey, great. You know, by the way, we're doing this podcast and, you know, I'd love to have you on to talk a little bit about supply chain woes and then how would that affect people on the micro level at the household and like, what would they need to prep for? What would they need to have in place if things got dicey?"
Right.
Hopefully they don't, right? I'm a hope for the best, but prepare for the worst kind of thing. But I mean, I hope we don't run into any kind of issues down the road, you know, biblical issues. I pray we don't do that, but I don't want to be caught flat footed if stuff does go south.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm telling you, things are going to go south. It's called the birth pains. Matthew 24 in the Bible, it rains on your outlook, but you know, you gotta have a hope in who you believe in. So with Prepping Academy, our podcast, some of the things our goals are to educate, to prepare, to get people in the right mindset, to make sure that when we say, "Hey, you need this particular tool or equipment," we'll share what we purchased. Mm-hmm. And we'll tell you, don't buy this, this, and this, and this. Buy what we have, because you know, when I went through water filters and buying them, I mean, I've tested them all. I've had them all. I know which ones are the best. I know which ones that work best in the situations I foresee coming, and I'm sure you do too. We know that, and so this we're going to try to not only hit the beginners that are just getting into the preparedness, but also the people that have been prepared for 15, 20 years. And where we're going to hit you there is I'm all about communities and groups. That's my thing. I love the idea of putting people in community and group. Your number one preparedness or number one prep is the community you're in. In my presentation, I do a lot. I ask people, "Hey, would you rather be in a group of Navy SEALs or a lone wolf with every gun, bullet, food, everything you need to survive? Which would you rather be in?"
Team.
And everyone says team. So even having the knowledge and having the skills and the supplies, it's better to be the dumbest person in the Navy SEALs than having all the skills and supplies and, you know, the knowledge right there. So you got to be in a group, and I can guarantee you, I don't mind stepping on people's feet. I guarantee you that 95% of the people listening to our podcast are not in a community or not in a group. So we will hit high level people with that. But we'll also the beginners. I mean, I won't say you're a new prepper, but I guess
relatively.
You just named it a year ago when you got started. And so we'll hit everyone. But building community, your mindset and your knowledge and skills and things you need to buy, we will go through the book on that.
Yeah. It's setting the targets, right? And setting your goal. particularly if you're coming in new, mm-hmm. a lot of it is just figuring out what prepping is. Like what's the buffet of things that you need to kind of think through: the food, the water, the shelter, the security, these items, transportations, comms. Like there's a lot of these different areas. We'll talk through those things. So if you're hearing it and you're like, oh my God, I don't even know where to begin. I got to spend 50 grand on all this stuff. Now you don't need to do that, right? Like just, we'll talk through just some key areas or categories, right? Like category like water or category like fire or something like that. And we'll just kind of step through some of the items, the small, medium, and large items that you could potentially pick up. And anybody that's been doing this for a long time, like Forrest, you've been doing this 20 plus years, right? You started out same way a lot of other folks did, and then you just grew the skill over time, right? I mean, it's kind of like anything else.
Yeah, I had to, you know, in 2000, the only preparedness people that I knew they were all on forums. I knew no one for like 10 years, except the people that were in my group that I was making preppers. So in 2000, I bought this water filter. It cost $329. It was a Canadine. I think that's how you pronounce it. That's very expensive for this water filter. I mean, it's just outrageous. Don't buy that. There are cheaper, better ones now. But I had to figure this stuff out. And so I'm not here to push my book, but I wrote a book called The Preparedness Roadmap. And what I did is I was doing presentations to family and friends about how to become a prepper, what you need to buy, the skills you need, and then the mindset to so when you're in situations, you can think through some of the things that are going to happen. And that's what my book, The Preparedness Roadmap, literally takes a brand new person and takes them through, you know, the first 2 months, buy these things, learn these skills, read these books or watch these movies. And it does that for an entire year. So for newbies, it's a great book and people seem to like it. And but we'll be going through all that stuff. Just stick with us. You won't be drinking from a fire hydrant, but you will in a sense, because it's probably new. And if you're someone that's been doing this for a long time, hey, we're going to hit you where it hurts. And that's, hey, where's your community? Because most of you don't have one. And that's what PrepperNet was built on. The premise is to build communities and get people in groups, because you can't, lone wolves do not survive. Hey, let's take a quick break.
Is it really possible for a tiny tweak to your morning coffee routine to ignite your metabolism and put your body into fat-burning mode for the rest of the day? Yes. Thanks to Java Burn, a proprietary formula that, when combined with coffee, is scientifically proven to increase the speed and efficiency of metabolism to deliver unparalleled fat-burning energy. Java Burn is tasteless and instantly dissolves in your coffee. The result? Fat melts off your body. Send your metabolism into overdrive with Java Burn now by clicking the link in the description of this podcast.
Yep, agreed. Yeah, there's so much to unpack on this. So for you could learn a lot of the information, right? And just do so like what I've been like focusing on right now is like it's been comms, right? Like this year is all about comms for me. I'm not I know Preppy Squirrel's listening in the background, but her and I got we want to get our technician license, right? Ham technician license, end of Q1, done. Like mm-hmm. and so focus on some of the, now that's the license, but then it's, well, I want to get the reps, right? I want to get the reps using ham radio, attending some of the ham radio classes. Cause a lot of the folks that I see in the ham radio space, man, they're pretty senior in age, right? So that's like a skill set that, I mean, I think the instructor that I went through, I think he was like 81, 82 years old, right? I mean, he was up there in age, nice guy, great guy. Boatload of knowledge, but these are some of the folks that like I wanted to start tapping into their knowledge and then maybe bring a little bit of youth to the ham radio world, right? Because it's all about like CERT, right? The CERT teams and all that's they're all about ham radio and identifying folks that have ham radios in case there's kind of a FEMA incidents or you know some major disaster. Like, how can other folks be communication nodes within the community to get information out or get information into them and then out to other folks that could potentially help. So it's definitely a great skill.
It is. I've gone through, there's technician and then there's general. So I'm a general. So if you would address me as general, Uncle Buck, that'd be great.
Nice.
So I have my general license and, you know, at PrepperNet, we have all kinds of training. We have, nationwide nets or national nets. And so join PrepperNet and you'll get in all that. And we'll do pushes and push, like we'll have a ham month where all we do is kind of, help people go through the tests and help them with the equipment and all that. So the thing about ham is ham is interesting because ham is not like riding a bike.
No, it's complicated, like unnecessarily so.
Right. And so just because you learn it one time in 8 months, you'll go, oh, wait, a bike you could just get on and ride again. The ham, you're like, okay, what did I do different then? And so it takes repetition. You know, in the military thing, you just got to do it more and more and more. And people go, well, don't you just press the button and talk to people? No,
nope.
That just doesn't work. If you're the person's in the other room and you use it as a walkie talkie, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Other than that, that's not the way, that's not real life. So some of the goals. That personally, I guess, can we talk about, I've got some written down here. I'd love to share. Is that?
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. So, one of the goals from 2002 was to write a book on, it's called, Entrepreneurship for Survival. It's a book about people in the preparedness industry, homesteaders, tiny house people, about creating their own business and the benefits for having their own business. That is getting ready to be published within the next 60 days. So that was a goal I had last year. Couldn't pull it off because one of my guys that helped me, he helps me write, he almost died like 3 times. And so I got to give him a little break. But he had some medical issues. And so I'm going to publish that. I want to write another book about groups and communities. PrepperNet, I want to have like 500,000 members. So I got all these goals written down, and I share these with my team and my leaders. We want to be in 250 cities nationwide where there's groups or communities you can go and meet like-minded people. So I've got all these goals I've written down. And then probably we'll have a leader meeting here in the next probably 3 months, and I'll share this with my leaders, all the city leaders that we have. And so that they can get excited about what we're getting ready to do and how we're going to do it. But some of the goals, like I said, personal goals I have is, comes to comms. We had this national net, like on Sunday nights, and all these nerds and geeks. Comms people, they're not all nerds and geeks.
They're very fine people.
Yes, they are. But I need to be more involved in that. And so I have to get my comms game up. I have to get my equipment ready so every Sunday night I can just walk into there and key up the mic and talk to them, and they can see that I'm working on my comms, and it will, I hope, motivate and challenge them. I want to read, like I said, 75 books. Going to hopefully start one tomorrow on the prime minister. Is it prime minister of Israel? Is he?
How do you pronounce his last
Netanyahu.
Name?
Netanyahu.
Netanyahu. I think it's PM. I think it's Prime Minister.
Prime Minister. So I want to read his book. And I got these, all my books that I read are not 100% preparedness. You know, there's business, spiritual, and preparedness. That's kind of my genre that I read. So I've written all these things down, and I'll just work on it through the year. Again, I want to write a book on groups and communities. And that's my next book that I'm going to write. This is getting ready to publish my fourth. So my fifth will be, and so there'll be a lot of Preppernet kind of things in that book. Haven't started writing, haven't come up with a name, but that's kind of my goal for this year. One of my goals for this year.
All right. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. And do this podcast 50 times is what you said.
Yeah. 50. Yeah, definitely 50.
I want to bring on, you actually mentioned some of the people. I want to bring on like Arthur Bradley. He's a scientist with NASA. He's a good friend of mine, and talk about, you know, CMEs and EMPs. Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher from Prepping 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
I want them to come on. I mean, we got so many people we want to interview as well that, I mean, I'm so looking forward to this year when it comes to Prepping Academy.
Yep.
And then the ladies, that's going to be mind-blowing. I just want to see them. I want to see them kind of, you know, because I say things and you'll say things and people will kind of go, oh, I remember when you said this, and they'll kind of make fun of you and stuff. I can't wait to get some things to make fun of them with.
It's all good. It's all so good.
I see you looking at your board.
Yeah, I was looking up at the board. Like the meditation retreat's kind of a big thing, attending church weekly. And then I do what's called it's called the Bible verse app. So I just go through a verse every morning and just kind of get quiet. And then I write about it. Just write a prayer and just let me just kind of dial in to the day and get grounded. I've been doing that now. I think I'm on day 7 in a row. So I started late last year and then rolling into this year, doing some trips here with the kids. I already got those planned out for spring break. With the wife and the kids, and then getting into this podcasting and just like, I don't know where it's going to go. Right. Like I got the, hey, push in this direction. So I'm going where it ends up. I don't know, but like, I just know, like, if I don't push in this direction, you never see what's beyond the other door. Right. This is kind of like when you get into goal setting and pushing forward, if you don't go through that first door, you don't know what's behind it. Right. Like, and like just weird things happen. People come into your path, that unless you took that first step and you went through that door and you set that target, you set that goal, if you didn't start pushing in that path, you would never meet the people beyond those doors. Like you just wouldn't do it. The world works in just weird ways, and pushing on this path where this spawns off to, what happened? I don't know. Right. Right now I'm just like, let's be in the moment and get together and talk about good things, all things prepping and see if we can help and reach out to folks and just get them ready for whatever situation may come their way.
That going through the first door, man. Okay. So you can ask 100 of my friends, if I have that many, but you can ask 100 of my friends, do you think Forrest has the capability of writing a book? And 100% of them would said no. He's not that type of guy. He may read a book, but he's not smart enough. He's not committed enough. And they would tell you no, and it's just not me. I mean, I tell people that and they look at me like, are you for real? And now this would be my fourth. I'm getting ready to publish, but without pushing through that door, actually without a higher calling of the Lord telling me I need to do that, I would have said, there's no, I just don't have, I don't have that kind of mindset. I'm not much of a, I mean, I don't know. I'm a simpleton. I am just a simple guy. And so when I wrote the first book, it's only 70 pages. It's called The Case for Christian Preparedness. And then the guy that kind of mentored me and did some editing, he goes, you need a second book to this. And I'm like, I do. And I was like, darn. And so then I wrote that one. And so just pushing through the door, I mean, that's the big thing. And having the calling and purpose, your purpose. I mean, my purpose. I mean, I told you guys this or last podcast, whatever, but you know, God has kind of called me to do this. God might not be calling you to be prepared, but your family is. Your neighbors, your mother that's, you know, that's getting old and she's going to need some healthcare in the future. I mean, there are things as men since we're the men's podcast, the women's come, there are things that we've got to take care of, and 100%. We are, in a sense, required. And if we don't, I mean, that's where losers come. I mean, I'm just being real. If you don't take care of what you're required to do, then there's a different name for people like that.
So this is, I know that name. this is a good topic, right? Because there's a lot of men that I just feel need to step up, right? Mm-hmm. Like need to raise their game, like for their family, for their community, whether they get into politics, their schools, their churches, whatever it happens to be. There's been what I see is just a full on assault on males and toxic masculinity. And it's all this nonsense, man. And they're just celebrating just dumb stuff about guys where I'm like, we just need to, we got to rise, right? It's time to step up, and it's time to raise the game. It's time to set, your goals, your targets, but you got to push forward, right? If you don't get off that X, we'll talk about getting off the X in a later podcast, but, but you got to get off the X, you got to move, you got to go forward. It won't make sense. Stuff this is going to happen. You got to push forward. You got to make that first step on whatever target you're trying to reach. You got to go. You just go do it. Go push it. There's one thing that I learned. I'm looking up and I put this above all my goals, right? Time is not my friend, right? Time is not my friend. So there's been a lot of folks even recently in our church, young guys, late 30s, early 40s, gone. You don't know when your number's up. You don't know, right? So you just go as hard as you possibly can with what you're called to do, and just go. Somehow, some way, the doors are going to open for you. People are going to cross your path that are going to help you on your journey. And then you're going to be able to share that knowledge with other folks and help them on their journey and pay it forward. But just keep going. Don't stop.
And that's kind of that's our calling, in a sense, is 100%. To not only educate people, motivate people. I mean, if I'm motivating you now by saying, hey, it's your job to take care of your family. It's your job to provide for them. Matter of fact, the Bible, if you don't mind me, there's a verse in the Bible that says, if a man doesn't take care of his family, he's worse than the unbeliever. And that's in all cases. That's when the volcano goes. That's, when a bomb drops. If you can't provide for your family, God says you're worse than the unbeliever. That's a charge right there to all men. And, in some cases, women as well, to be prepared, be ready for any circumstance. And how sad would it be if one of your loved ones is choking or has a mild stroke or a mild heart attack, and you don't have the skills to save their life? Mm-hmm. That would be disaster. I mean, how do you live with yourself after that?
Survival guilt, big time.
And so let's learn this and walk through this together. And we're here to help. We're here to motivate, educate, and there's another Kate in there we could add. I don't know what it is. But that's what we'll be talking. That's our goals this year with the Prepping Academy. And gosh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be a fun little ride.
It is. But you got to go, right? Same in this podcast. You just got to go. Forrest and I will flow, and we'll continue to tighten things up and get better and better. But if we don't jump through the first door, we don't do the first recording.
Right.
Nothing else happens. It doesn't matter. You just got to keep going and just work through it. And just refine and get better at your craft. Same with preparing, same with using a water filter, same with how to start a fire. Just keep working on your craft. That's it. You want me to close this out?
Yeah, I want you to share one of your goals first, your personal goals. You didn't share one.
I shared it on the body being balanced business.
Oh, so you did.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
So body right now, like where my mind's at, I'm going to be under 188 pounds, 12% body fat, six pack abs, and all my health markers are all in check. Holy so God. that's where I'm going to be. That's the man I'm going to be come December 31st. And I want to compete in one major event. So that could be a Go Ruck challenge, a half marathon, a Spartan race. It's going to be some kind of crazy thing. I don't know what it is yet. I just put it out there. I'm like, it's going to come and I'll go get it on. And there's oddly enough, I applied. This could be it. There's, and I want to get this guy on the podcast cause he's awesome. He's medically retired out with SEAL teams. Dude's name is Chad Wright. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of him?
He
has a company that does a lot of training type work in Georgia. And one of the, he does a lot of preparedness kind of stuff as well, right? Tactical stuff, but preparedness, survival, wilderness, cool stuff. So there's a program that you had to go through and apply to it. And it was, I think, end of February. I think it was what it was. And I just threw my name. I didn't tell my wife about it or anything. I was just like, I just threw my name in the hat. Like, let me see if I get in there. Like, just see. I don't even know what I'm signing up for.
Right.
It's going to be intense. It'll be crazy. But I'm like, I'm going to go for it and see what happens. So I applied for that like 2 days ago. And I told my wife about it. She's like, oh yeah, go. Like, it's going to be awesome. Like, share the knowledge. I was like, this is going to be great. So we'll see if I actually get in. But I threw that up there. I'm like, let's just. These are the things like you just discover along the way. I put this idea out there and then somehow things start aligning. And it wasn't even on my radar a month ago. And now it's like I'm pushing in that direction and hopefully I get in and I get to go.
So, you know, you're not supposed to make me look bad.
You can apply, man. You can apply. Coming in.
You can lower your goals a little bit, okay? To make me feel better about myself.
I can't, man. We're gonna be good. Like, we're gonna be, it's gonna be fun, man. I'm looking forward to this ride. I'm looking forward to this journey. And
yeah.
And that's
it's gonna
it,
be awesome.
But yeah, I'll any closing thoughts here before I push the
prayer? Just subscribe and follow us. You know, all the different places, give us a 5 stars so other people, and share this with other family and friends as well. Just, I mean, you know, I kind of feel like as we do this, we're doing this to help the world, United States, your country. The more prepared people are in the United States or any country, the better prepared that country is to handle anything. Meaning you can help neighbors in a flood. So we're kind of doing, it's almost like a public service. I hate saying that, but it really feels that way sometimes is, hey, if we can get more people to have some of these basic skills, the better off we are. Because you don't know that when someone in your family, I mean, might need help, someone else could help them as well. Because it might not, you know, always be us that's around. You know, our kids and everything. So anyway, yes, that was that's my final words.
All right. Good deal. All right. Well, let's I'll close this out in prayer and then we'll break here. Dear Lord, thank you for this platform. Thank you for this time. Thank you for placing the right people in our lives, at the right time to guide us to what we're called to do. Please look out for everyone that is involved in preparedness that's listening to this podcast. Please look after them, watch after their families, their friends, keep them healthy as they navigate and set goals and set aspirations for themselves, and guide them on a godly calling that you're calling them to pursue. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com.
See you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.